Narrative frameworks. 29. All systems are born of the one essence. And for systems to be born of essence, rather than essence to be born of systems, we must recognize that the essence is the greater reality, and the system is what serves, ideally, the greater reality. The system organizes and arranges a manifest version of reality, we call reality, so that it may function optimally. Freedom gives birth to possibility, so that freedom may experience its freedom. And this is what it means for a system to function optimally. Parts are born of wholeness, rather than wholeness born of parts. Parts are born of wholeness, and parts can recognize the wholeness of which they are born to return to this wholeness. Individualism is not something to get lost in. Individualism is not something to get lost in. It is a tool through which consciousness experiences its possibilities. Different individuals, different possibilities, different pathways for consciousness to express, to experience, to inform the whole of what it is, to dance the whole in the dance that it dances. And perhaps this is not individualism, but just the individual quality of each manifest form. It is a particular expression of wholeness, appearing as something less than whole. This is a movement away from wholeness before a movement back to wholeness. And if we get stuck in, if we get too invested in the individual manifestation, the individual contraction in consciousness, in awareness, in essence, if we get too stuck in it, then perhaps we forget that this individual entity that we are is a pathway from and back to consciousness. It is not something to be worshipped in itself. It's the consciousness at root, source, destination, true present moment, once we've obscured our distortions to see. It is the consciousness that is to be worshipped. All individual expressions of life exist to worship that consciousness through living the fullness of life that runs through them. So when individualism gets too stuck in the individual minds of the one universal mind, there is the danger that the universal mind is denied its journey, because the individual minds claim that they are the truth, when in trueness, they are in service to the truth. And perhaps this is the case in the modern world, that we become so invested, or identified first of all, with our individual nature, and then invested in serving that individual nature, rather than in serving the wholeness from which it is born and which it is a tool of. And we hear of divide and rule the way populations are divided in order that they may be weakened and ruled over. Perhaps individualism is the ultimate divide and rule. To separate each aspect of consciousness off and away from each other aspect of consciousness. And so while we might see individual freedom as the pinnacle of civilization, yes, it is a necessary stage. Individualism, taken too far, not seen in the context of the whole, is the ultimate entrapment of consciousness in isolated units. And this is not your freedom. This is the freedom of someone else to rule over you. And in your ignorance, this will continue. And it goes further and further and further. The more individual we become, the more stuck we become in ourselves, the more we see everything around us as a tool to bolstering our sense of self, our individual sense of self, in a world of other individuals, both of the human species and other species and environments, everything encapsulated in a label of what it is. We see other aspects as the environment through which we move. Other aspects outside of ourselves. The truth is that life is moving through life. Limited life is moving through unlimited life. But when we are stuck in the limitation and we forget the unlimited, when we are stuck in the limitation, we look outside of what we think we are, the limitation we have created for ourselves. We look outside of this to fulfill ourselves, to reach out, to touch the world, and for the world to reach back in to touch us. We look for these pathways and mechanisms by which we can empower ourselves, not realizing that power comes from consciousness, because power is consciousness. And not realizing this, like I say, we get stuck in the encapsulated self, and we create tools, not realizing that we are a tool of existence. We create tools that do not serve existence, but serve a conceptualization of ourselves. And not only do we create these tools, but we adopt these tools that are foisted upon us from outside. And perhaps this is the movement of electronic technology. Electronic technology that is manifested into forms such as computers, smartphones, tablets. And the more we invest our sense of identity, not just in our limited biological body-mind units, but into these appendages of apparent consciousness, these appendages of identity, these networks, these accounts, these electronic representations of life, the more we get stuck in these things, the more perhaps we go into detailed experience, but the more also we are distancing ourselves from the source from which we came, the source from which our individualism came. And we are no longer serving the whole, but we are serving our individualism in a fragmented condition of consciousness and world, because world is consciousness manifest. Matrix within a matrix within a matrix. You see, the natural world as we see it on nature documentaries is the original matrix of love. Consciousness expands out across these forms. And in human beings, consciousness expands out further. And we create worlds within worlds. We create matrices, matrices within matrices. And the electronic world is a matrix within a matrix. It is another form of world within the natural world. And while the natural world was born of pure consciousness, of essence, of God, the technological world was born of a distortion in that matrix. Or perhaps the technological world we are lost in. Because all is a tool. The electronic technology we have is a tool by which we may unite individually with other individuals and realize our shared heritage of love. But like I said before, as we believe that we actually come to believe that we are our tools rather than seeing our tools as a way through which our lives can improve. When we get lost in our tools and we start to believe we are all our social media profile accounts, we start to believe we are our projections rather than the source from which we are projected, or from which apparent separation is projected, when we start to believe that we are not the creator of the matrix, but we are a matrix distanced from that original creator and creation, then we are in trouble. We risk cutting ourselves off from the source. Because while the natural world is a matrix within love, of spirit and biology, which have a unique affinity with love and connection back to source, the electronic world is an imposter world. The electronic world is a matrix born out of the natural world, but nothing of the natural world, with no connection to the natural world. There is no life energy in technology. Not inherently. There is life energy in the natural world, born of the unmanifest life. There is a affinity here between unmanifest life and manifest life. But with technology, the manifestation is not of life. The manifestation is of something else. There is no biology here. There is no love in technology. There is no consciousness in technology but what we put into it. What we surrender of our own life to the machine. And in surrendering to the machine, how can we then reconnect with life? Once we have jumped ship from the principles of life and become identified with the principles of machine, how can we come back to life when we exist on an electronic grid of some dark force's creation. You do not own, you are not made of this electronic grid. You are made of the life you are born from, but you are not made. Of electronics. And as we lose ourselves more and more, we give biology over to the machine, not just our consciousness over to the machine, we give our biology over to the machine. We become cyborgs, we become mixtures of biology and machine. We lose our knowing of love. And just become this transactional movement of data. And in this there is no life, just the mimicry of life. We need to know what life is to recognize what life is not. Yes, enjoy the matrix within love. But know that when you move further afield out into a matrix that is not born of love, but is born of someone else's desire to restrict and control, know that you may not easily return to love. Once you have surrendered your love, how will you come back? Once you have broken the path, how can you retrace your steps? So whilst life is a movement of forgetting who we are, in ultimate essence, to have an experience of who we are in relative experience, a convincing experience of duality to come back round to non-duality, if we go out too far, we deviate off the path. Then how will we ever enjoy the returning of ourselves to ourselves? And this is the movement of life. This is the movement of consciousness. So we need to know who we are before we lose ourselves too much. Because if we lose ourselves too much, we will never know who we are. Don't invest yourself in what you do not know. Don't be fooled that you know what you are investing yourself in. Until you really know, until you really see, until you understand the nature of the tools that you are employing, do not use them. And if you do use them, ensure your consciousness is not invested in them. You have not lost yourself to something less than who and what you are.